There's only one person who can help us now.
But who is this person?
That person is you.
You're the only one that doesn't seem to be with the program.
Who is this person?
You'll all see, because there's only one.
Ladies and gentlemen.
The one and only.
The one and only.
The one and only.
The River Network presents Dimitri live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5, 1290, 100.1, 1430, and 100.9. Time to get your morning up to speed with Dimitri live and dangerously local, a River Network production.
Everybody here ain't from here, but we're here doing our thing.
Here we go, Steelers. Here we go. Here we go, Steelers. Here we go. Oh, what a game that was yesterday. Oh, my God. I am so... Shut up! I'm so grateful that I do not gamble. I am so grateful that I'm not addicted to gambling, that I have no interest in gambling. Because if I did, I'd be broke. I'd be so in debt. The mob would own me. It would be just beyond horrible. I thought the my Steelers, who I support 100%, win or tie, would get killed by the Colts. The Colts are doing really well. They got a great running back. They got a rejuvenated quarterback, blah, 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 blah. I thought we'd get killed. Colts were favored by 3.5, and I figured it could have been by 30. And it was just going to be really, really ugly. So I drive to my friend's house. He lives in the South Hills of Pittsburgh in Peters Township, in Murray. And so we're sitting there watching the game, and I can't believe what I'm watching. First off, he's got a really nice TV, and he's using Verizon Fios, not that crap Comcast that I have, with cable. So the picture's wonderful. And the Steelers are kicking ass. It's unbelievable. This is the same team that just stunk up the joint two different times on Thursday and then Sunday night, the same team? Oh, my word. Well, look, it's one game, and God only knows whether that's going to last beyond one game. But, man, that was great. Plus, Cincinnati lost again, so we may end up winning the division in spite of ourselves. we really might. All right, so there's that. I'm having a very difficult time this morning, as I do every morning, but even more so this morning because of these damn clocks. You got to move the clocks back 1 hour. It's fall back for standard time because we had daylight saving time, and now we don't have it anymore because we can't save it. I've never understood this. I don't know if we blame the farmers or whatever, but I've never understood. I know Benjamin Franklin thought it was a good idea. Normally, he's pretty smart. But on this one, never understood it. Absolutely never understood it. Now I've got the sun through coming right through my window here at 7 in the morning, burning my retinas. And anyway, so but when I move the clocks back 1 hour, I get discombobulated. Everything, nothing feels right. Nothing looks right when I'm driving. The sun's in a different angle when I'm driving on 70. It's just, oh, I hate it. I'm up at like, today I was up like 2:30 in the morning. Normally I'm up like 3:30, maybe 4 o'clock. Normally 2:30 in the morning because my body thinks it's like 3:30 or 3:45 or whatever in the morning. 2:30 in the morning. Can you believe this? And so I'm all cranky. Everything's out of joint. I'm just... in a foul mood, just a foul mood. And how's your morning going for you? All right, so we've got all that. Also, I'm having a difficult time concentrating because of Sidney Sweeney. Yeah, we'll get to the Richland Township election. Believe me, we'll get to that. That's the Belmont buzz, of course. But not yet. So I posted this on my Facebook profile page. You can see the pictures for yourself. Sydney Sweeney, the one, the beautiful model who had those jeans because she has good jeans and she was wearing these jeans and the grotesque scolds on TikTok were going on and on about how sexist this is and how dare you appreciate a beautiful woman's body and her breasts and her legs and, you know, all this kind of, oh, God, are they miserable souls. God, are they miserable. So now Sydney Sweeney is wearing this dress. It is a sheer silver dress that I cannot begin to do justice by describing it. The way that she wears this, I got to keep this clean because it's not safe for work, but you can see the pictures on my Facebook profile page. They're spectacular. I mean, they are spectacular, front and back. This dress on this woman, I think it's a political statement. I really do. I think she is making a statement for all of MAGA Nation, that all those grotesque scolds on TikTok who are yelling at us about, you know, you've got to be woke and this, that, and the other. Sydney Sweeney with that dress, that sheer silver dress. And again, you can see pictures, the front and the back. I hit my microphone. Why would I do that? That was stupid. Anyway, the front and the back. I think she's making a statement for all of us. All of us who are not these lunatics on the far left on TikTok, but for the rest of us going, yeah, this is good, this is wholesome, this is definitely not trans. I tell you, this is definitely not trans. Although, if Sydney Sweeney wanted to come into my locker room to change, I would have absolutely no problem with that whatsoever. Anyway, so the pictures are there, front and back. You'll see this incredible dress, and then you can decide, is she making a political statement or not? But man, I can't get my mind off of this thing. It's between that and the clocks moving back 1 hour and then the Steelers actually winning, which is actually wonderful, I'm like all over the place this morning, more so than normal, which is not a good thing. Not a good thing at all. Hey, download the River Network app and then click Big Willy 105.5. You get Dimitri now 5 days a week. You get Dimitri live and dangerously local, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern time on Big Willy 105.5. And then on Thursdays and Fridays, because the demand was so great, they are now doing encore presentations of Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local. It's Dimitri Encore and Dangerously Local. Thursdays and Fridays on Big Willy 105.5. However, they changed the times. Thursdays and Fridays is now 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. Dimitri Encore and Dangerously Local. The management here, the brain trust, as we call them, laughingly, thinks it's a better idea to have the encore presentations. I'm going to say repeats, but encore sounds so much classier. And let's face it, I'm doing whatever I can to class up the show because I've got a duck here on my mic flag. I got to do something to class up the show. It's a very nice duck. It's from Jennifer. Oh, by the way, have you seen Jennifer Major? Oh, my God. She was one of the vestibule ladies who runs Belmont County. She got demoted, so now she works for that Kellett woman. She got a raise. But for that Kellett woman. Anyway, so this Jennifer, who I think the world of, although I've got to be very, very careful because her husband looks like a major badass who never smiles. He has large biceps, too. He really does. Anyway, so focus. Anyway, she was Elvira for Halloween. And oh, my God, was she a great Elvira. Jesus, you just can't. Oh, my word. Anyway, so I've got all sorts of things going on in my head right now. Let's see. So, okay, so that's Big Willy 105.5. Right. Also, you can hear the show on the River Talk Radio Network, live and dangerously local, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m., Eastern Time, Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, and that's on 94.9 FM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM. All those FMs now, they've boosted the power to absolute maximum, and they've added lots of electronic gizmos to make that maximum power on steroids, so they sound better than ever. 94.9, 100.1, 100.9, plus 1290 and 1430. It's the audio network of totality. Wrong one, hold on. That's it. I've got two buttons here, my hot buttons, and they're both kind of the same color. One is an orangey pink, and one is a purplish pink. The orangey pink is the right one to hit. Audiopath of totality. Oh, I love that one. But I hit the purplish pink one, the audiopath of totality. You don't want to hear crickets. You don't. You really don't want to hear crickets. And how's your morning going for you? All right, so we got all that going on. We've got Donald Trump. He's back on 60 Minutes after. This might be the ultimate troll. This might have been part of the agreement, by the way. So the last time he was on 60 Minutes, Leslie Stahl was just beyond horrible to him, and they lied and cheated, and then they had Kamala Harris on, and they changed all of her words with editing, and he sues them, and that ends up with a big judgment, like $11 million, like crazy numbers, $11 million. He's back on. He went back on 60 Minutes, and they were just as miserable as they always were. But what Donald Trump did was very smart. And you can see this on X Twitter. He recorded the entire interview unedited. So you can see the whole hour of it. I did not.
But if there are any questions, you can see it now for yourself on X Twitter. But he had some very good responses, and I've got this, I think, all set up here. That, you know, he just will not put up with their BS. Not Leslie Stahl this time, the younger one. I don't forget what her name is, but they're all terrible. In any event, this was his response. Let me see if I Bluetooth. Oh God, I hope I did. I hope I did this right. Oh, one more. Oh, I forgot. One more thing. Audio snapshot. Would you have any interest in doing an audio snapshot of our listening audience? Would you like to know what they're doing right now as they are listening to us? An audio snapshot. We'll get to that in a bit. But let me get to this with Trump. Okay, this is Trump, 60 Minutes, owning them yet again. Hold on.
James Comey, John Bolton, Letitia James were all recently indicted. There's a pattern to these names. They're all public figures who have publicly denounced you. Is it political retribution?
You know what? You know who got indicted? The man you're looking at. I got indicted, and I was innocent. And here I am because I was able to beat all of the nonsense that was thrown at me. And yet, when you go after a dirty cop like Comey, or a guy like Bolton, who I hear has, I don't know anything about it. I hear he took records all over the place. Who knows? Letitia James is a terrible, dishonest person, in my opinion.
Did you instruct the Department of Justice to go after
them? Not in any way, shape, or form. No, you don't have to instruct them because they were so dirty, they were so crooked, they were so corrupt, that the honest people we have, Pam Bondi's doing a very good job.
Yes! In your face, CBS 60 Minutes. That used to be a good show a long time ago. It really did. It used to be a good show. Not anymore. Now it's just a joke like everything else. New York Times, Washington Post, they actually had reputations. Yes, they leaned left, but they were professional. They were good. They did a lot of good journalism, even though they were left. Now they're just all jokes. In 60 Minutes, it's heartbreaking. That used to be a good news magazine. It really did. Now it's just a joke. And anyway, Trump just owned them. Speaking of joke, WTRF, yet again, it never ends with these guys. In fact, I've got the thing here. So I'm watching Walk Up this morning. Apparently, they could not sell the infomercial airtime like they did a few weeks ago for a shoe insert. So they had Walk Up on this morning. And he's talking about this annual Celebrity All-Star Charity basketball game to raise money for, Reverend Cummings' place, the Youth Center. And they had some video. This celebrity, no, I was not part of the celebrity basketball game. One, I'm a spaz, and two, they would hate to ever invite me because I'd make fun of them and everything else. So anyway, there's actually video. You're watching this. And Walk Up is saying that this event was incredible, and it had a really strong community turnout. It shows just how much love and support exists throughout the Ohio Valley for this annual Celebrity All-Star Charity Basketball game. I'm watching this thing this morning. I'm watching the video while he's saying, oh, strong community support and all that. Virtually nothing but yellow seats. There might have been three or four people sitting, and the rest was, it was empty. It was empty. And Channel 7 is going, oh, strong community support. They said, look at your own video. What are you, blind? How stupid do you think we are? Just take a look at it. See for yourself. I mean, I just keep pulling back the curtain trying to show you that they're just propaganda. These people on 7, first, they hate Trump. They hate MAGA Nation. They hate you, of course, your values. And then they lie about everything. Anything to help their buddies, anything to help their friends. So this was a big, strong community support. Look at the tape for yourself. Look at the recording. Just empty yellow seats. It's just really sad. Why anybody advertises their, they hate Trump. They're a clown show. Why anybody would support that, any business, is beyond my comprehension. It really is. Jeez.